Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Mother's Day. And today I decided, because of my son, who said, "Mom, when was the last time you had a show?" I thought, oh, you know, it has been a while. It was his idea. So I always listen to his spirit. It's just a beautiful gift that he has given me, being my son. So I would like to just really get everybody centered here, because today was a beautiful day. And I know it might have been a tough day for a lot of people, especially if your mom's on the other side and you're missing her, or if you didn't have a mom. You know, it could have been a tough day for you, and I totally want to respect and honor that for everyone listening, and not assume that everybody has had, the ideal patterning that we all wish we had. But what I would like to do is just have everybody center. And if your mom's on the other side, welcome her here right now. Have her sit next to you. Invite her in. So this way we can actually start to communicate with her if she does have a message for me to hear. I welcome all mothers or anyone that needs a message for the person today to receive. I like to think that the more open you are, the more open they are to come through to give a message. The lines are extremely busy, so I'm going to start to take calls because we've had some people waiting quite a long time. So we're going to take the first caller. Hold a sec. Hi, who am I talking to? 404.
Hey, Patty. Long time no talk. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Lolita. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm glad that you're on.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while. I've been traveling. I went to Amsterdam and The Hague and Paris and, you know,
it's
been so busy. Yeah, lots of fun things going on. And so I just really, I sure didn't have the chance. And then my son said, "Mom, you know, when was the last show?" And he never asked me that question. You know, so I knew it was a divine, you know, orchestration that was happening. So I said, "Oh, you know,
well, we
I
thank
got,
him."
Yes, thank you. And so, how is it going? Let's start talking about you and what do you need information with?
As I don't know if you remember, but last year I started my business venture, and I got denied in December, and then I just went through a rough time with another bank, and I think basically the person processing just didn't want to work on my file, so now I'm my third one. And so I guess I've just come to a grips that spirits have held me this long in order to get to the right person, even though
yes, and
you stay in that vibe.
That's a vibe I keep getting around you, that it's going to happen. It feels like, yes, it's kind of come, but it's actually needed to slow down a little. And sometimes, and that's what I have been seeing right now, and I always believe that spirit knows best, you know what I mean? And you know why I say that? Because I was talking to a person who was right in the process of waiting for a loan, and it didn't come through. And guess what happened? Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. And if she had gotten the loan, the business would have been underwater, and she didn't have flood insurance. And so all of a sudden, it gave me goosebumps. But I realized, you know, that the blessing was that she didn't get what she wanted when she wanted it. So we really have to take it to that, like, total trust experience that, you know, you are being guided. I believe that, and I feel it around you, and I see it manifesting at the right and perfect time. And that's all you have to say is, you know, every time I go, I'm going to put that 2 point out there. I'm going to see it happening. I'm going to see the place. You've got it all organized already. So it already exists, right? It does. It already exists in that other place, right? So we just have to get the alignment to work. And the alignment knows when it's going to be the right and perfect time. It really does. It's just like, you know, finding the perfect person. There is a moment in that you are aligned to it, and it happens, you know? Other than, and before that, it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
It kind of does. It maybe does a little, but it's alignment. It's perfect alignment, and that's what we're asking for here. We're not trying to just get it to happen. We're trying to get it to happen in the divine alignment, right? So in that, we have to trust then and take it, in a sense, out of our hands and say, okay, cool, I got you. You know, maybe, and that's really what you have to know. And I really get that. That's what this is probably has been saving you a bit of money, you know, by not doing it right then. That's what feeling I get. That almost like, okay, by not, I have given you more time to kind of orchestrate, synchronize, get your everything more aligned up better, you know. And so let's just see what the cards say. But that really is the feeling I get around you. It really is. And I don't. I keep saying end of June, end of June, end of June. That's what my guides say. You're going to hear, okay, from it. So I keep hearing my guides just said end of June. It's really loud. So I am really feeling that is going to really be them saying yes, and then you're going to start the ball rolling, you know, pretty quick. And it's going to be perfect timing for you because, you know, summer's a good time, right, for what you're doing. So, you know, timing is everything, isn't it? You wouldn't really want it any other way. So is there one specific
really
question that you have that you'd like to zero in on?
Well, sure, let's just get to it. This is my third person since last week, and I really feel good about this person. And actually, it's more money than what I've requested from the second person. So I do believe that this third person that I'm dealing with, I'm just waiting for answers to come through, and that is going to happen for me. So I guess when you're saying the end of June, I do see that happening the end of June, because by the time you find property, you get the thing built up, you know, it does take time to get
so you'll get the
money rolling.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So by, it feels like end of June it will be like
up and running.
Will be up and running, ready, you know, to go. So that's what it feels like. End of
that's
June.
Funny, because I was going to, when that all this stuff went down, you know, I had a rough time. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a lot of people that validated that this is the person that's going to do it. So I stayed my vibration on that level. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that this was going to be the bank. And I had a rough time on understanding why Spirit helped me that long, and why did everyone tell me I was getting this and didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So the couple of days I had to release that and just trust that Spirit, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So I just basically released that. And then from there, I said, okay, well, my grand opening can be 4th of July. I can have the biggest marketing scheme of all and just be the host of 4th of July fireworks in the little city. That will promote my business.
Great. Yeah. That sounds perfect for, you know, really. I mean, you want to come in at a good time so that you get the most amount of people to know you're there. And what a better time than that, you know? That's like, you know, so it is divine timing, isn't it? If you think about it. Yeah. And if it happened before, when you had thought that it was going to, you might have wasted more money just waiting for the perfect time, you know? So my feeling is that is what we have to get a little better at as we move into the 12th. I've been seeing this too. Like, you know, the thought happens, the desire's there, and then things go into kind of a neutral. And I've been seeing this with lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the neutral is where a lot happens. You know, we think that it's from point A to point B, but there is a quiet, you know, between the bells that you have to understand is always happening. And that is that silent place that says, okay, I've already, you know, I know it's going to happen, and I can get out of my own way and let it just happen in its own time, you know. So we're getting better at this. And it's not easy. It so isn't. And I can hear, you know, sometimes it's a frustration and a worry, and then it kicks in the whole mind, and then we're kind of back to that whole, the beginning, you know, of really letting it be in the hands of the divine. And to me, that is always easier for me. Anytime, you know, I have a situation in any area, I do. I just see, you know, my masters, whichever one feels right for the situation, I just give it, you know, and here you go. And then I wait take a breath and I feel like, oh, okay, good. You know, it's going to be fine. You know, and that's ultimately what I get, that we're just, you're reminding all of us is to just let it go. If, you know, holding on will not get it. Letting go will
No, you can't hold it on. And yeah, and you're absolutely correct. And I guess, you know, you got to look at it. The reason why that's happening is, you know, there's more downtime and, you know.
And you got more money. Think about it.
Yeah,
you got more money,
like,
by not taking the first person. And so, you know, usually what I hear with most businesses is that they don't make it because they didn't take enough, you know, to do what they needed to market it correctly and to have those reserves for in the slow time, you know.
And
so,
I was going to be very frugal with it, but when the guy said you can get this certain amount, I'm like, well, I know there's a lot of banks not lending, so we have to go this way. So I just went with my gut and I said, let's go.
More is better.
Got to keep
more
it going.
Is better. Yeah. And, you know, you might, it might have been the difference between making it or not. If, you know, you think the universe is working for you always, you know, always. And so why one didn't, why did you not? You know, it was, I was watching this great show and this woman was telling the story about how spirit, she was a clerk in a New Age bookstore, and she was telling the story about what happened, and she was in the New Age bookstore, and this grandmother apparition appeared in front of her, and it freaked her out, totally freaked her out. And she couldn't get out of the door. It was locked from the, you know, and she just said, you know, I was so freaked out that I didn't take the subway home. I took a cab because I just wanted to get home. And do you know that at her subway stop, there was a murder? And it happened almost the exact same time she would have been there. And she really found out about it the next day. So this grandmother energy stopped her from going when she was going to go. And scared her to death. But, I mean, she realizes now that it wasn't a negative energy. It was there to alter the course of her normal pattern, you know. So a lot of times we really have to look at everything that way. Like, I always think, well, I don't know why I just, you know, I don't know why that I just did that. But then I noticed something. I ran into somebody, and there was an area that I needed to be around. And so I never really, and I think that more people are getting that, you know, it's more to be guided than trying to be the one in control. And so
it's funny how you say that, because last night I wrote myself a note to cancel an appointment for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not going to go. Probably another marketing thing that's not going to work out. And I looked at the note this morning. I said, okay, I'll call later to cancel. Mm-hmm. But Spirit led me to this meeting. And sure enough, I signed up. And I'm taking my class next week. And I'm going to get licensed. And I can't wait to add that to my even business portfolio, because it's going to help people change their lives financially for everybody. So I'm kind of glad that I had downtime, because I just added another, you know, another business aspect to me while I'm waiting on this journey for the other stuff. But I just feel so empowered after today.
Wow.
Of adding
this
product.
But I think what you're showing us is that you're never waiting. You know, it's just like, you know, there's like incubation period of when you're pregnant, and it just feels like, you know, you're just pregnant, you know, but there's so much going on. You know, there's so much going on that we don't see, but it's all in, you know, divine timing, that everything is mattering. You know, everything matters. It's just that we don't always see the bigger picture. So I think that downtime or getting laid off or doing one, and this is what I've been seeing, kind of a universal thing, that from thought to action, like everyone that had wanted to leave their job and start like a great foundation, they're being fired. You know, there's no time to wish for it and hope for it. And we, you know, and I really have gotten to see an acceleration like that, you know, if they're not happy with their boyfriend the next day, you know, something happens, they break up, you know. So there's not a lot of downtime allowed lately, you know. That's what I've been seeing. So there is no downtime. That downtime you use to actually get more information, to take a class, I mean, that's not downtime. That's using your time. in a real positive way. So I get that we have to see that every minute of every day is an opportunity to get closer. But sometimes we think we're going to hop over, you know, all of it and right to where we have to go. And that immediate kind of reality everybody wants to, like, I want it now, you know. And it's like, but, you know, the thing is, if you, and I say this, and this woman was very upset over it, and I really could feel her pain, but I really get that in her experiencing her own pain, what she wants to do is help others who have gone through difficult times, right? So the universe is going to let you know how it is to want to feel who it is that you want to help, right? So if, like, you just want to help somebody because you feel, but no, that's not going to work. You can only help from a place that you're in, right? That you understand, right? The only way to succeed at it is to know what you're, what it feels like, that, and what that other person feels like. The only way. And if you know, that's what I get. Like, if you have this big dream of helping, you know, anybody, you have to have an understanding of what it would be like to be that person.
Yes.
And so if it is about, you know, the homeless or the, you know, the people, you may have the experience where you won't have a home for a while. And that will make you a better therapist or a better person to really understand what it is you want to help with. So I always say, you know, be careful what you ask for, because in asking to help, you are asking the universe to give you an experience. You always are. It's the truth, right? It really is.
Yep.
It's like I meet a lot of therapists who are relationship therapists, and they have a lot of difficulty with their relationships. Yeah, really. They really have the most amount of that. And it's true. I think, you know, it's perfect that they're in the therapy mode, that they are always working on for themselves, you know. So it's interesting. You know, the million-dollar matchmaker that's been on?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have a boyfriend. And it's obvious that she is helping those people, and I really admire that, because her situation, she wants to change herself, you know, so she can understand it from the point of how difficult it is to meet somebody nice. So you see it, but you don't really look at it that way sometimes, you know. You're going, So where is it in this whole project that's going to help you help somebody else with the information that you're going to get from this class?
It's actually how people are investing their money in 401s and IRAs, which are not doing anything for them. So I'm showing that how to have their money work for them in big amounts of return. And it was just very empowering to see that, because I know a lot about term and whole and universal and all that. And this product was just amazing. And coming from a point where at this point I don't have any retirement fund. And I was just going to see, but coming from that, I actually feel like this is a product where I can share with everybody else, and, you know, double their money. And, you know, it's helping the middle class get to the next level in so many ways, and showing the people that I already know what they're doing and reevaluating their situation, you know, and making sure they're protected.
Well, see, but look at if I'm just looking at the energy of what's happened for you and how you are in the process of actually learning that yourself, you know, on a financial level, is how to, you know, make more money from the money that you're going to invest in the business and all this. So this is actually presently going on for you. So it's, you will be a good teacher in it. You know, you will be someone who understands how to work this. And so that feels right to me, because it's congruent with who you are at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
And so I always look at that, like, that is really the ultimate law of attraction, you know, that where you are and who you are and how you feel is what the universe has given you, you know. It can't be anything but, right? It can't. If you want happiness, you have to be happy first, It doesn't, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It doesn't work the other way, and I get that we want what we don't have and what we don't possess ourselves, but that's not the law of attraction. The law of attraction is that you feel it first, and then the law of attraction, you know, meets where you are. And so this feels right to me. This feels so right to me. Probably more right than it would have been a month ago. Yeah,
I agree.
Because you're getting more money. It's going to last you through what ups and downs in a business. You know, they have them. But mm-hmm. You won't go into fear because you'll have that extra cushion. And
that's
the
correct.
Fear will keep you from failure. If you don't feel fear, you will not have failure. It's only when people go into fear is when they fail. It's the truth.
It is true. And I think that's what people skip on a lot of steps on the law of attraction. You can't just go to that visual point and manifest. You got to go through your own clearing, your own, you know, your own journey, and especially learn not to fear in order to take yourself to that level of vibration of manifesting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people kind of skip those steps, but you're absolutely right. That fear can interfere in so many ways.
Right, but yeah, and I get that you're getting that because you're getting to let go, and that means you're not afraid anymore. When you let go of it and say, okay, here you go, I'm done with it, I'm going to go for a walk, going to go dancing, you have let go of fear, and it really will help boost the energy around you because you're no longer holding the worry and the fear about, am I going to get this job and it's going to come through, and that really keeps it from coming. It's like the boyfriend thing, you know, I want a boyfriend, I wish I had a boyfriend. You know, the whole thing in the wanting, you will continue to want. It's the when you finally say, I don't care, I'll just go out with my jeans on and, you know, I'm going to go, and that's when you meet them because you're not.
I sure did. I know mine. Like, I don't, if you remember, but 4 years ago, I ran into mine at the ballpark, and even though we're not together, I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know, you meet him at the wrong place. The right timing,
right.
though.
And you had to be the right, it had to be right for you, too, you know.
Yeah.
So my feeling is, you know, I always say when you're Mrs. Right, you'll meet Mr. Right because you're full and you're complete and you're not looking for the other person to complete you. That whole thing is that you complete me. I'm sorry. No.
You no, I hear you.
Yeah, that's a great line in a movie, but that is not okay. it's a great line. I loved it when he said that, but I was like, oh, man. You know, that's just not going to work, you know. But anyway, I love this vibe. I like it. I see it happening, really. I do. Starting end of June, you're going to be busy. It feels like orchestrating it, finding, you know, doing it all. And then I do get July. I think that is why I get my guys are saying, absolutely, absolutely. I hear they're saying, that's what we did. That's what we did. Okay, so they're telling me that it is why, and that is why it had to wait to be perfect timing so that it will have a great takeoff. You know what I mean? It's like that's what I keep getting. The more people that go, the line will be out the door. You're going to hope to have enough people to work it. You know what I mean? That's
I know.
The feeling I get, you know? Yeah. And so that's the vibe I keep getting. You're going to go, oh, my goodness. You know? You're going to run out of ice cream. You know?
I'm excited because, people spend like $5,000 just on marketing just for their opening day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why not just sponsor the $5,000 in fireworks and have the whole town come to my
place. What an awesome idea. Or, you know, even, you know, wherever they go to, you know, wherever mm-hmm. they have them, you know, you could go.
Well, it's a small town.
Oh, it's a small
town. It's a military town.
Oh, military
town,
right. That's a great idea. Why not?
Yeah.
Have your own and you could even spend $2,000 and have a band. And have people come and listen to the band while they have ice. Oh, man, that's awesome. I keep hearing music. So I think that music is a good thing to put your money into to bring people in. Yeah, music. Like, I just keep hearing music. Almost like a band, you know, like a really, you know, maybe the military has a band that they would love to donate their time to get them to get noticed, too. Maybe that could work, you know. It just feels like everybody's going to benefit from this day, you know. And so the music that, you know, you and maybe it won't cost you anything. That's what I keep
saying. You never know, right?
Yeah, well, put it out there.
I actually have. I put a couple of things out there. We
don't
know.
It doesn't feel
but...
like it's going to. I get that. All you have to do is say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ask, and it's going to come. That's what it feels like. I don't get 5. I don't even get 1,000. I get that it's just more about being ready for the crowd and the kids and the people and everything, yeah. But I feel like I am... like a field that it feels like nearby, that it feels like a good place for music, and it feels like it might, you know, just be a daytime thing that goes into the evening a little, and it just feels like families are coming, lots of families when I see, which are great for you, what you're doing, right? So, you know, you can pass out all your party information and all that good stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
love,
I'm
thank
excited.
You for calling. Thanks
I appreciate
for holding
it.
For
thank
so
you.
Long. And let me know. I can't wait to hear.
I will.
Goes.
Thank you for
okay.
being on air, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, I'm going to say happy Mother's Day ahead for you.
There you go.
Okay, sweetie.
All right.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was great. Okay, 561. Who am I talking to?
Hello, hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How are you today? Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Hi, Lisa. I've talked to you before, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to see anything you see coming up for me.
Sure, let's start to pull. Hold on. Okay. Okay, first one is focus on service. That's the first card. Focus on service is usually what you do, like what you do for helping others. So I know that you could be doing that because of what you do, you know, in life. So I would say that's what it's saying on, is to focus on service. Then it says trustworthy guidance. So it feels like you will be guided in this area, okay? So if you're looking for a position or you need a new one or you'd like, you know, a change of career, this is the trustworthy guidance that I'm feeling. So it does feel like it's around you. It really
uh-huh.
does. And then it says entrepreneur, which is a really good thing. That means it's telling you that you are the business, okay? It's you that would be doing this work, okay? So if you are an LPN or if you, you know what I mean, it's you. You can advertise just through your own wanting what you need. So if you put an ad in the paper, it's showing me that you could do this and you will be guided to get what you need. So yeah, have you ever thought of doing anything like that by putting an ad? Oh, and then it says change in direction. So change in direction is around you. It means you might have moved just recently, or the change of direction could be because of reestablishing yourself with work, you know. So sometimes those are the things that show up about change in direction.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm looking for work right now.
Are you? Okay, good. Well, so it is saying that to look in different areas and be open to possibly a move, you know? I mean, everybody hates to move, I know that, but sometimes it's the best thing you can do, is to kind of go to a new place, establish yourself a little bit differently, you know, with new friends and new people, and in a sense it gives you a new lease on life a little, you know? It feels like it's a good thing. Now, it says heart chakra. Heart chakra means that your heart is healing, when I see that. And, you know, you're working on trusting.
I just broke up.
Yeah.
I broke up with my boyfriend about 3 weeks ago. And it's funny you said that, because tonight I was really depressed and I started looking at some of his text messages that he had sent me over the past few months. And
mm-hmm.
I was really depressed because they were like, you know, I love you, you know, stuff like that. And
right.
Finally, I just deleted them all.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does definitely shows that your heart is on the mend. It's healing from this relationship, and that's what it is showing me. So, you know, it sounds like you are trying to be strong around this, and it's a good thing to be strong. I know that, but also just honor yourself for how you feel. You know,
Well, the relationship came very, very fast, and just it just seems like as fast as it came, it's as fast as it left. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was like caught up in like a whirlwind. I mean, he asked me to marry him. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just, and I really didn't think we knew each other. I didn't even know if he was really sincere or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really, you know, and then I started to find out things about him that I really didn't care for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Well, you did, you made some good decisions, though, you know what I mean, based on.
But then I was breaking up with him, and then 2 weeks later I was calling him back. I mean, it seemed like there was a cycle I was going through, and then finally,
mm-hmm.
The last time we broke up, he had met somebody else, and then I had called him back, and then he was sort of with me and then someone else, and then finally I just put a stop to it, and I said, I can't call you while you're with somebody else. I don't feel right doing that. So I haven't spoken to him in over, like, 2 weeks now. So.
Oh.
Before that,
well,
he would call
me. So what was the reason to call him back? You had changed your mind, or you felt driven to, or what was the reason?
Well, actually, we were both doing it. It wasn't me. Like,
but no one was
me.
Really letting go then completely.
No,
yeah.
Neither mm-hmm. one of us. Well, even when he was with another woman, he still, I think, wanted me and this other woman, and then I didn't feel right, and then I didn't know if he was doing it to make me jealous. I mean, he's calling me 10:30 at night, I wouldn't answer the phone, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't
mm-hmm.
feel right, you know, if he was with someone else, you know, for me to, it just didn't feel right to me, so I told him I didn't feel right talking to him while he was with someone else, even though he wanted to remain friends, and
mm-hmm.
I've never been able to remain friends with somebody
friends,
after a
yeah.
relationship.
That's a tough one. It is. Now, the next card was acceptance, and that's around your heart. So acceptance is about accepting your decision, you know, accepting that you have made the right decision and that, you know, by letting him, in a sense, go, you know, you are doing your life a service, you know, because if he was that quick to find another, within just such a short time. He's on a mission, you know.
Oh, yeah,
he's
definitely.
On a real mission. It's what my feelings I get around this guy. A mission so that somebody will take care of him. That's what
the
bottom line I feel about this guy. So I think acceptance that you made the right decision
mm-hmm.
and to believe it and to say thank you for giving me the strength to know better. You know, because a lot of women have to go through a lot of loss, a lot of money, a lot of trauma, a lot of weirdness to actually get to the place that you knew right off the bat. So give yourself some credit and say thank you. Thank you, God, for letting me know way ahead, you know. And the second guessing is usually because it did feel nice to have somebody be there, you know, absolutely. It feels really good, you know, to have
someone.
Well,
we did have some really good time. I mean,
yeah.
We were like, you know, I mean, there were some days where I was like, wow, I think I found my best friend, my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other days where I was like, I think I found my soulmate. You know, it was like that kind of roller coaster.
Soulmate, that's cute.
A love-hate relationship. I mean, he even said it to me one day. He even said, I feel like you love and hate me at the same time. And I mm-hmm. did feel that way towards him. It was a very, I think we almost had a karmic connection because we have a very, very intense relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Usually,
yeah.
you know, if they come in really strong like that
mm-hmm.
and that you don't, like, you're almost putting the brakes on because they come and they don't leave. And that usually is because it is finally arrived to work out the karma. And the karma can take years to work out or minutes or moments.
Really bad fights. I mean,
really
bad argument. He told me that he never had anybody yell at him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just gave it to I don't think any women ever put him in his place like I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some days I think he liked it. Other days I think he hated me for it. So I just...
Well, if you were really just speaking your truth, then it's okay to say what you need to say. I think a lot of women just sit way back and they really don't say it until years down the road, and then they're saying, I should have said something about this, you know.
Because too many boundaries, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, do you think he's going to come around? I mean, am I going to hear from him again? I'm just wondering, because he's a type of person where
I think you will. I think you will, and I think that you have to just stay strong,
strong
and not do it. Yeah, no, don't go there. Because he is looking for the door. He is looking for the open door. So if this one doesn't work out, this is a feeling I get with this new friend, if that doesn't work out and she feels the same way you did, he's going to say, oh, let me try this door again, see if I can get back in, you know? So he's almost like, it feels like on an energetic level, he feels almost like a little bit of a burglar, you know, that he's going to keep jiggling the door and see which door he can get through, you know? And if, you know, he gets in, I don't know how quick it will be to get him out, you know? So I think you've done really well in keeping your boundaries. And boundaries are everything. Boundaries are very good right now.
I've
it will keep,
had a problem with boundaries.
Yeah, that's really good that you actually had one, you know, had some that worked. So many people, you know, they have them either too far out and they let the person way in and then they've got to push them out, and that's difficult.
I was really proud of myself the night he called me at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't answer the phone, and then I asked him, I said, why are you calling me at 10:30? I mean, I told him, I just point blank told him, look, I'm not up for any booty calls, and don't even go there with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't believe it. I was like really,
I was
really proud of myself because I knew if he came over here or I saw him, it'd be over with because we have that type of chemistry between us, and I knew I couldn't see him.
Well, I mean, it's up to you when you should see somebody. Somebody should never be, you know, calling you so late. That's just not okay, you know.
No, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if he was on another date and then decided, oh, let me drop her off and see what she's doing. You know what I mean? 'Cause
I think that you do. It feels like when you're clear, you know exactly what he's up to. And when you get weak and you go, oh, maybe it was he was a good, you know, you forget what you really know, then you start to waver and, you know, you think, well, maybe I made the wrong mistake, you know. And so, no, don't do that to yourself. Stay strong. And if my feeling is we say, you know, if you want to, you know, I would see you on Tuesdays at 2:00. You know, make it so that it is you in full control over you seeing him. That would be okay for me, but don't let him dictate to you. Okay, and I get that would be the only way for it to ever work is if you can have full control. In a sense, I hate the word control, but
he's a control freak, though. I mean, I even told him outright. I said, you're a control freak.
Yeah, those are dangerous people, I really, my gut feeling on this one is I'm really, really, really glad he's not in your life. I almost feel a little danger around this guy.
Really?
And I do, I'm like, oh, I'm not grooving on his energy. I feel like he has a violent streak that, you know, is not, you would not have known it until you got more in a relationship with him. That's what it feels like to me. So I feel grateful. Well, I do really,
really. Do you
think
that I'm going to hear from him?
You know what? I do. If you keep the door open, you're going to hear from him. You know what I mean? Energetically. But if he can really believe you in that you really mean what you said, he's not going to call you. Because it's, you know, everybody knows if somebody's really meaning it or if there's a little chance for a wiggle, you know what I mean? The wiggle room in there. And I think if he thinks there is, he's going to be back again. So you got to make your decision. Right now, you have to get yourself, you know, done with school, finished, you know, get your job going. You got to focus on you right now, all right? So number one. So let's put him way on that other, on that little board right over on the right side. Let's stick his name over there, you know? And let's just get focused with you and your life and what you need to do, you know? And be happy about that because that's going to be really helpful for you to get yourself in a good, you know, position, be happy with your money situation, you know, everything. It's got to happen. And so that's all I can see is that let's focus on the real issue right now, and that's to get you in a happier place. You know what I mean?
So you don't think he'll stalk me or anything, do you?
I don't. I think as soon as he knows for sure that you mean what you say, he's gonna stay away. That's what I get. But if you even text him one time, he's going to be back. He's going to show, you know what I mean? He's going to think the door is open. Yeah. So either you make up decision based on your real gut feeling about this and don't waver and let it be, you know, in the hands of your guide that says, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. You know, when this door shuts, another one will open. Just like he showed up, another one will. But my feeling is let's shut the door and let it really be over with, okay? But my really it is more about timing for you right now. It's like when you get yourself feeling better, get your job getting going and everything going in the direction that you'd like, the guys that are going to be, they're going to be of quality, you know, a lot more of quality, you know, coming because you will feel better about you. Do you know what I mean? And they won't be control freaks. So it feels really a better situation down the road for you. That's what I keep getting.
Do you see my lawsuit coming through? I'm waiting on some money from a lawsuit coming to me.
Well, it says, let's see, acceptance. So we're going to do that. And then it says see only love. So when you see only love, it means that you are looking past any errors, mistakes, misunderstandings, and you're just seeing love and you're letting it go. So that's on your cards, which is really about healing, really. So it could be healing past relationships or, you know, just really letting it go. And then the second, that next card is creative project. That's a good one. Creative project means that the new things are going to be coming your way. So new things meaning a new job, finishing school, you know, creative projects where you will have the means, in a sense, to do a new creative project, you know. So I like that. That's a very positive kind of, has a good feeling for financial, you know, prosperity around it. And then life purpose. Life purpose is what you came to do here on this earth. It means that are you good with people? Are you good with animals? Are you, you know, when you walk in a room, do people vibrate at a higher level? Are you the alchemist? Are you the healer? You know, life purpose. Who are you in the realms of spiritual awakening? And what is your purposeful life? You know, so you got to, that's where it's going to come from. What makes you happy, what brings you joy is what you're supposed to be doing, you know. And most people just go in their head and say, well, I'm going to do this and maybe I'll do that. And it's really not about finding that utmost excitement that brings you to that feeling of being a kid again almost, you know. That you can do because if you have this money coming in, you'll have the opportunity to create what it is that you like, you know. And that could be, you know, whatever. I mean, we don't know. Only you know. But I feel like that is what your job is right now, is to uncover your joy and what you would like to be doing with your day. You know, because it feels like you haven't had a whole lot of fun.
No, and this
gentleman did come in to show you that you can have some fun, you know.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun together, me and him.
Yeah.
We went out dancing a lot. We went to the, I mean, we really did have a lot of fun. That's why I felt so bad.
What it feels good to me is that he reminded you to have fun. You know, don't stop having fun, you know. If you like to travel, set up a trip. You know, if you want to see some place in the world, you know, check it off on your bucket list. It's time, the time is now to get that energy flowing again for you, you know. So let's just look at that. Let's just get that going. And I feel then everything's going to start to shift and change, you know, in the way of working. Because working should be joyous, you know. You should wake up and say, "Oh, I'm going to do that. I can't believe I'm getting paid for it." You know, I mean, most people just dread to go to work and they just go because of the paycheck. And I guess this is an opportunity for you not to do that anymore, you know, to really pick and choose what you want to do. Yeah. And so let me see about the lawsuit. Perfect timing. Okay.
Perfect timing when I run out of money in my checkbook.
Yeah, perfect timing means, you know, when one thing stops, another one will come. So that's a good card, actually. Perfect timing means, like, don't worry about it. Like, it's in perfect timing. You know, the money will show up and it will be. And then daydream. Daydream is a very positive card. That means you're going to be having some time to daydream about what it is that you really would like to do with your degree and with where you're going to be in the world and all that good stuff, you know. So utilize, instead of the waiting feeling, utilize this as the time that you need to figure it out, you know.
Yeah, I told my kids tonight, you know, that they better be okay when I do marry somebody. And they were like, well, where is he? I'm like, he's in my dreams. It's funny you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's the whole reality. Just like this gentleman showed up and showed you that you can still have fun, that you're a sexual being, that, you know, you want to have laughs and you want to connect to somebody. This is really, sometimes these are, I call them angel relationships. They're like little angels that come to remind us that we're still alive. And that we don't want to give up that hope and that dream that there is this wonderful, perfect person out there. So they might not be the one, but they do have this amazing...
There was a reason.
Yeah, they came as the gift giver to remind you to not let that dream die. And so my feeling is that this gentleman is around you. I keep getting September, but I get that as soon as you say, okay, universe, just like you showed me that I love to dance and I want to travel with someone and I really do like passion and have all fun, I want you to bring me the right and perfect person. And you knew he wasn't it, but at least you were open, you know?
Well, actually, I was sort of falling into a trap where for a while I thought he was it. That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody thinks that in the beginning of a relationship. Really, it's true. You only know with time, you know, that it wouldn't be it, right? So the first inclination in every first moment that you meet somebody is this could be the one. It's everybody's thought. But then usually, like you said, the little red flags start to come and you love and hate them and all that happens quickly. And then all of a sudden you go, no, he's not it. But most of the time, just because of our wanting, you know, brings us to that place of question, is this the one? You know, it happens with everybody. So
it's funny, too, because when I first met him, he wouldn't leave me alone when I first met him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I threw away his number, and then I met up with him again, and then I don't know, for some reason, then I wind up going out with him, and then I thought I fell in love with him. So it was a constant role. I mean, mm-hmm. very intense. I mean, like I said to you before, I really thought we had a karmic connection between us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was giving me cards, I love you, showing me he wanted to marry me, showing me engagement ring.
Wow.
I thought the man was out of his mind.
Wow. And it was only a short time knowing the man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be scary. But again, that is usually what most people want. You know, they want to know right off the bat, what's this guy's intentions, you know? And when they finally do show up and they're at your door, every minute all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's slow it down. Let's, like, take, you know. And the speediness of things...
if somebody's that anxious, it's not good.
Yeah, it can be scary. It really can be on any level, too much, too soon. But I get that you were smart. You slowed it down. If you did go according to what is comfortable for you, you know, and had the boundaries, and he could respect those, and you felt inclined to continue, that's entirely up to your karma. Nobody can tell you not to, right? So if you don't feel finished yet, you're not, you know? I mean, I could tell you, oh, you did it. But if you feel like there's this longing, there's something that you need to still experience with this person, then there is. Nobody, you know, then you're going to have to listen to that, you know?
I just think there's, like, some things that I do feel some unfinished business, to be honest. I feel like... there were some things that I really need to say to him that probably really wouldn't make a difference because he didn't, you know what I mean? Things went in one ear and out the other with him. So I don't even know if it would really make a difference, but maybe it would make me feel better.
Yeah. Well, this is all about you. So if it would make you feel better, you need to say it, even in a letter or just, you know, some way. get it a point, your point across, just so when you are done with it, you really feel complete. So that's maybe the feeling I'm getting around you, is that you're not complete with it. And that's why you keep going back and wondering about it, because energetically that there is some ties still connecting you to him, you know?
But I think he was too much of a womanizer for me. I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't be with somebody.
No,
not
and you
knowing
shouldn't.
If they were really sincere with me.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you on that one. I do.
You think he was a womanizer?
I think he was. I do think that if in only 2 weeks of you breaking up with him, he's already with somebody else, I would say he's playing the field, yes. And he was maybe, you know what I mean, the BBD, the bigger, better deal. You know, that kind of guy. Well, it's over, let's keep going, you know, kind of thing. Let's get another one. So he may be addicted to a relationship. He may be, you know, an addict of a relationship and always having to have one, you know, that serves him in some way. We don't know, but I think that your gut feeling is what I would really listen to, because it knows best. It really does.
You think he really did want to marry me, or you think it was a bunch of baloney?
I think he would have loved to marry you, because I think that, you know, he was looking for someone to take care of him. And if he, that's a really feeling I get around this guy, that he wanted that, you know. But don't let that be
no.
a question to why you.
No.
Know.
Oh, you think it was just marriage and.
No,
and
I
you
do
don't think,
think
it was me.
I think that you guys did have a cosmic kind of connection, that you needed to get to, you know. And I like that feeling that you connected and it was big and it was strong and mattered and all that. That's really good. You know, it wasn't just this, you know, like light relationship. But I get that it was here to remind you, you know, to remind you not to give up, okay? To remind you that you're still a woman, that no matter how old you are, you love to go dancing. You know what I mean? He put your lights back on. And I like that about this. I did.
Yeah, he did. He brought the. Yeah. I feel like he, you know, got my groove back on.
Yeah, he did. And so for that, I really like the guy. As for him being the one, I don't get it. I'm not feeling
no,
it.
No, yeah. And I think I brought it back for him too.
Yeah.
Because he felt like, he even told me that, you know, he felt like he was dead.
Oh. So you so together you served a greater purpose to be together energetically, and that usually is a good, that is a cosmic thing usually, when you can say, when we got together we made each other feel better, and so, and then there comes a point where it goes neutral, and then now it's not making you feel better, it makes you feel worse. That's the time to let it go, and so that's probably what you started to feel, is that we've maxed out here, and then now it's I'm feeling this way, and it's not a good thing. So I get that, you know, that's when you know, okay, this is as far as we need to go, you know. And every relationship, this is what I have to say, there's always, you can always say thank you to it. You can always say, I forgive you. You can always say, I love you. And you can always say, forgive me. All four of those are very powerful in letting something go. So you just say, I love you. I love you for letting me remember what I feel like as a woman. I thank you for showing up and bringing my, you know, for dancing, for having a good time with me, and for letting me know that I have boundaries, that you can thank him for that. I forgive you for being a womanizer, for, you know, for the things, you know, I do, you have to. You have to forgive him so that you can really get the gift, you know, of everything that he came to give you. Because even if I realize no matter what you have in your life, there will be all those four things going on all at the same time, you know, with your kids, with your ex-husband, you know, every single thing I just said, you could find something that says, yeah, I need to forgive you about this, and I thank you for this, and I love you for this. You know, and I am sorry for this, you know. So try that one. That's a really wonderful thing, to just have those four things and just go over them, each one, and mean everything that you say.
Do you think he did love me, though?
I do. I sure do. I do. But I think he loved you
as
much. I think he loved you as much as you loved him. I think that's true. I do. But I think it's a kind of love that you want to, you know, move in with and, you know, settle down with. No, I'm not feeling that. But I do believe that he loved you, yes. And I believe that you loved him. And I believe that there comes a point where you've reached the agreement. You know, your sacred agreement has been done. and you know it. You know, it's like an end of a marriage. You just know, you know. And I'm not getting it's quite over yet, but I do think it will be once you get these things off your chest that you need to say. I do.
So you think he's going to come back again for like a test of faith?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I would not doubt it that he's going to. But I wouldn't be waiting around for it. But I do think that he would. If he sees an opportunity, he may come back. Or if he sees, like I said, an energetic door open, he's going to come back. So, you know, this is really up to you. You've got to be the one here to say no and mean it. You know, or you need to write him a letter and get whatever it is off your chest and either mail it or burn it.
I need to be number one, and I don't think he's capable of giving that to a woman.
No. Well, if you really, really, really feel that, then you're doing the right thing, you know. That's what you have to know. It's not, you can't just say it and then question what you think, but you have to say, no, I'm right. He is doing this. You know, he is a womanizer. So if you really can grab hold of that as being true, then you will say, no way, I'm not going to play with this guy. You know, he's not for me. So you have to kind of feel and ask your guides, ask you to be clear, giving you a clear information on what it is this guy's about completely, not just what you think, but what is true. So if you really need the information to get hold of so that you can really make that decision, then ask for that information, okay? Ask for
it. But how do you love somebody and then two weeks later you're in another relationship?
I know. I hear you with that one. But if he really believed it and he was like, well, I was lonely and I met somebody, you never know his story is about that. So we can't really judge it, but we can say that doesn't feel right. But, you know, if you were not, and I say that, if you weren't interested in him and you broke up with him, then anybody has the right to do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's what I always think. You know, we can't say, and you should hold out, you know, and not do this, and then that means,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I guess I'm just more, I don't jump
controlling.
That fast.
Yeah.
I just don't jump that fast out of one into another.
Right, and I know that about you. But we can't judge anybody else for doing what they do. You know?
No, he could never be alone either. He always had to. He was just very codependent. He just had a hard time being by himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I would say that yeah, you're right about that. He's addicted to relationship. Yeah, and you know,
right.
Whoever fills up that void is whoever fills up the void. You know, it's not. And he might not be. You know. He would have loved you. You said no, so next one, you know, comes in. So we are, a lot of people, and I say that, are in need of relationships. They don't want them. They need them. You know, that's totally when it becomes addictive and when it becomes detrimental, actually. You know, they can't have a moment when they're not with that person. You know, that's just not, to me, a healthy relationship, you know. And I know you know this. I know that you know this because that's why you stopped it. So I'm not questioning that you know this already. But, you know, my feeling is take it, believe what you feel. If you need to complete it a little bit more to just really feel like you've made the right decision, then you're going to have to do that, you know, really.
I'm just afraid because he has this way of, you know what I mean, getting around me that I'm going to weaken up. You know what I mean, and take them back, and then I'm going to be at the same place I was 2 months ago.
Well, no, you will never be at that place again because you have spoken your truth, and you are smarter, and you have set boundaries. No, you'll never be there again. Yeah, that wouldn't happen because he knows that you have a boundary. And so he knows where he can go and where he can't. So he's looking at you different than he did, that's sure, 2 months ago. Absolutely. Because he's spoken.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
You really think he thinks I'm different now?
Yeah, because you have boundaries. And he never heard you really mean what you said probably before.
No, I never did.
Yeah. So, no, I think he knows you're different. And I think he knows how far he can push you. And I think he knows what you really mean when you mean it now. And so I don't think he's looking at you the same way he would 2 months ago. No way. Because you're not the same.
No, I'm not.
No, not. And that's good. And that's good. And so if he ever came back into your life, you would already be at a different energetic level, right?
Yeah,
it would be different because you have changed in letting it just keep going and going the way it was. It's not going to be that way. It's going to be different because you stood up. But you'd have to make sure that you stay on with those boundaries that was the reason you broke up with them, you know? And then you orchestrate a healthy relationship around those boundaries, which you can always do.
I don't know with him. I mean, I've never been able to have a friendship.
I wasn't thinking friendship. I was not thinking friendship. No, I was.
Oh, you mean relationship?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think he's capable of giving me what I want.
No, well, we don't know that because.
He would have to change an awful lot.
He would have to, right, not
yeah.
be the, but you know, what this is teaching us is to be, have
I mean,
balance.
if he really loved me, which I don't even know if he knows what love is,
mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a good one. And only time would answer that question. And being that we don't have endless amounts of time with this guy, we just don't know that answer for sure. You know, it's all hypothetical.
No, I mean,
hypothetical.
He's 57 years old, and he just...
Yeah.
No, he had really two bad marriages. One was worse than the other, and he was brought up, didn't have a good childhood. You know, his father
mm-hmm.
wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was abused by his mother's boyfriend. So he has a lot of skill. He's got a lot of baggage in his life.
Yeah. And so trust issues must be a big issue then for
him. Oh, yeah, betrayal, yeah.
Yeah, betrayal. And
that's probably why he
right,
you know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Usually those that don't trust are not trustworthy,
yeah.
You know? It's the very thing that they worry about someone else not being, but that's because they're not. You know, it's like being accused of cheating. I always remember one of my friends said, if your boyfriend's accusing you of cheating, it's because he's cheating. And sure enough, he was. And I thought, wow, that was pretty good, you know. And it really was because they were afraid of you doing exactly what they're doing. And that's usually a good sign that, you know, trusting people don't mistrust anybody. I mean, they just don't.
But
really
do
don't.
You think he could change? I mean, he would have to have so much
Boy.
Therapy.
You know what? I think you got out in the nick of time. That's my really my feeling, and I'm really happy for you. But I really, really, I'd love you to just wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to do something good for me today. I'm going to, you know, start looking for a job, look in the paper, put an ad in the paper for what you would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start orchestrating what you will do with the money when you do get it. What are some of the courses you'd like to take? Where would you like to travel? Start dreaming, you know. You know, get it going so that you feel excited about your life the way that it is, you know.
Do you have a time frame when you think this money might come through?
I get September.
Oh, my God.
I know. I hate to tell you that. Oh. I know that's too late. But I get that you could possibly get something a little before. And the S came up really strong, so I do feel that it's more like beginning, you know. Of the fall, but the good thing is you call them and you make sure they are on it. Okay, don't let them call you because they'll just like wait and wait and wait. And I don't know.
Oh yeah,
what
my lawyer's not very.
I want you to give him a call every week, and that will help push it up a little faster. That's what I feel. Okay, love. I'm going to take some other calls. But have a great night, love. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, okay. Thank you, everyone. 843, we have you. Who's on 843? Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Pooja.
Hi, Pooja. I was hoping that was you.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, good, good. And how are you? How's everything going?
It's going well. I feel like I'm going through another shift, so this is perfect timing.
Yeah.
I feel like things are, I don't know, I just feel like things are about to change on all levels, like on the verge.
Mm-hmm.
So just wondering what your messages were.
Let's see. Oh. Yeah. Time to go. Interesting. That was my first card, time to go. So the change is around. Yeah, the change is coming again, possibly a move for, you know, this one feels like an interesting, and this is the ocean.
Yeah,
time to go the ocean and ask. That's interesting because the ocean is signifies usually spirit, right? You know, the bigger self.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual self. So time to go. So, you know, to go more fully into this spirit that you, who you are and what you do. And then asking for it to show it how to work with it, you know, differently maybe. That's what it feels like. And then listen. Says to quiet your mind, beloved ones, and listen to our gentle reassurance that everything has been taken care of. Stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desires. A quiet mind and body hears us quickly and clearly. This is our request to you. Listen. Pretty powerful. And that's that shift that's happening right now. It's really about getting quiet and not doing anything. You know, because we get so, you know, what can I do? What can I do? What can I take? What to feel better? What can I, you know, it's more about less is more and just staying, you know, in the silence and in the question and just waiting until you hear. And it may take longer, and like we're just talking to the first caller, longer than you think, but in divine timing. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I have been seeing, Pooja. I mean, everybody's been put on hold on many levels and feeling a little like, okay, things were going, and then they just stopped, you know,
mm-hmm.
And or relationships were going, and then they just had to stop. It's just what the shift is doing. It's a frequency change. Did you happen to feel the meteor that came in and that blew up? Well, in California we had this meteor come into the atmosphere, and when it came in, and this was about 2 weeks ago. And
yes,
when
I'm sure.
It, yeah,
sure
and when
I did.
And when it came in, it felt like something hit the house.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody felt it. And it was just after that, that's when I noticed a real change in the vibe frequency. And my friend at my dance, I take this African dance, she goes, oh, yeah, I felt the same thing. It was like it just changed the frequency. And I thought, oh, is that what it could have done? Because, wow, it was noticeable that things had changed at a real different level. And relationships were now going out way faster. People were losing their jobs way quicker. I mean, it was just noticeable in that from that one thing that happened to the atmospheric, you know, change, then everything seemed to accelerate and manifest at a different frequency where a lot of people were having a hard time, like, dealing with it, you know, and having to really believe that things were going to be okay. And I guess it is belief, isn't it? It goes right back down to what do you believe about it, you know? And I always say, what really do you believe about it, you know? You know, and then I get that. That's one that we're all working on is trying to clear up the things that aren't working in our belief system, you know, that we didn't even know was there. You know, and maybe that is ultimately what we are all doing is taking, you know, weeding the garden. I've been working in the garden. So, you know, weeding it so beautifully that it really has nothing that can pop up anymore and mess up the garden. So we think that we did it, but then there's this little one here and this little one there. And you know, that's what I'm getting and feeling energetically that we're all doing is just fine-tuning the exact frequency that we really want to be at, you know. So let's say you're working, right, and this is a frequency. You're working, you're doing your work, but down deep you have this longing to be a mother and a wife.
I do. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so, it's like, there it is. Like, and it's so there, but you
It came
you never,
out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, okay, so do you think, though, that doesn't, you know, it's like energy is obvious, right, to the universe, you know? And even though we've stuffed it and put it down there and think, oh, I'm not going to look at that one, it's now being looked at. And
yes,
so, yeah. And so the question comes up, here I am, I'm working, and I really would rather be doing this.
Oh my gosh, that's like dead on.
Yeah. So you think that, oh, something's up here. I should be doing well. I should be happy. Everything's online. But see, there is a mistruth here to the universe and what you're actually saying to it. You're saying, I'm happy, but I really would really like this more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this would be really what I really would like. And so then the top half, you know, of the soil, right, is getting the message from the bottom. And then all of a sudden the top stops growing because the bottom is saying, but she really wants this to come to the fore. This is really what she truly wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to bring it up and look at it. And no more putting it in the dark, in the shadows. Put it, bring it up there, and every day look at it. And incorporate it into the garden that you have right now. Okay? Meaning, universe, guides, angels, all of you, please, I am ready, and I am open, and I am available to meeting the perfect person for me. This is what my true heart's desire is.
So
and
that's my
it.
Second question.
You just said that.
That's my second question, because you pretty much just, like, hit it dead on. I had that epiphany this past week, and I just woke up one day, and I said, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what I really want. I really want to just get married and have kids right now.
Yeah. And so when you question why the topsoil isn't growing any more than it is, it's because it's quite aware of what's underneath. It can't not be. You know, it's a whole system. It's a whole energy system, right? So your real gut, heartfelt, you know, dream or truth is showing up, and it needs to be brought up to the light so that it can manifest, right? You can't pretend that you don't want it. You can't pretend I'm just fine, you know. I work with people all the time, and, you know, they tell me they're doing great and they love their work, blah, 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 and then they sit down and the next breath out of them is, I just want this to be over with. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but wait a minute. So all that stuff you just said, you don't mean anything? No. You know, but they've been telling themselves that for a really long time. So it's the recording that they are good at hearing, but they don't mean it anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is everything starts to break down based on how they really feel. So they lose their jobs, they have fights, they break up. You know, it's amazing. But that down, deep surface, deep-rooted emotion, feeling, is what's being brought up in the shift right now. So I love that it's happening and that you're getting to get it, because the more you bring it, the more it's going to happen for you. You know, women are against this. Women work with this one a little bit more because they want to be successful. They want to have their businesses going. But then they want relationship, and they want to be the mother and the wife. And so to ask for both, they don't think they can. You know?
But I feel, you know, what's interesting is I feel like this last month things have been merging so that I can do both.
Okay, good.
Which is really strange, like doing a lot of my healing work and stuff long distance.
Yeah.
And learning to do it in a way where it's like from home.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that I can, you know, just take myself wherever I go. So I could travel,
mm-hmm.
I can, once I have a family, I can have a family at home and
mm-hmm.
still do some of my work at the same time, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And so you are thinking, you're letting it show up the way that it would be best to serve that bigger picture, which is great.
I feel like it's naturally just kind of shifting in that direction. Like I naturally just want more, all of a sudden I just wanted more long distance stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, I just felt like I wanted my own home. And it hit me the other day that I really just want to get married. But I think I'm on the verge of meeting the guy too.
I think so. I mean, I think that once you align with that truth, then the next thing is that there'll be someone who's also aligning with that truth too, that they want to have children and get married too, because that's what you're going to find. You're going to run into someone who is identically at the same energetic place as you. But you have to be honest.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. But I'm glad that you're finally getting to it, so that the law of attraction can attract you to it. Because you can't. It can only attract you to what you're honest with, right? To what you feel.
Yeah, and it took a while because for so long it was business. And then,
I know. And so everything gets push away. But, you know, if you keep pushing it away but you really want it to be there, then you're not being honest with the universe, and the universe can't supply. So by bringing it into really the light and really stating the truth of what it is you really would like and how you feel about it, orchestrating, like in that book, The Secret, you know, if you want a relationship, make room in your closet. Make room so somebody can park next to you. Make room so that, you know, their energy can work in your life. And then the universe supplies. So really get that that's what you're doing, and that feels really good. That feels like you are doing it just because you are very tuned in to spirit and energy. But it's naturally taking you down that road. You know, as soon as you honestly said, this is what I want, then you are no longer fooling yourself to think that, oh, if my business is going great, then I'm happy as hell, you know. I'll be so happy, you know, and that's not it. You know, that's so not it. So, you know, we really have to get to it. And I'm really glad you brought this up, because this is what's been going on in the shift. And this is what, nobody could explain it better than just what you did. And say, you know, I just got it. Oh, that was a big one.
I mean, I literally woke up one morning and said it, like I said it out loud. I just didn't even, I don't know, I just didn't, I woke up and I said I want to be married, I want to travel, I want to experience life with someone else, I want to have kids, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, like, but you never, you know, the words were just stuck way down in there, but it's the only way for it to happen is to bring it to the light, to talk about it, to tell 10 people about what you want. You know, now that you said it to yourself, say it to 10, now tomorrow, say, you know, I'm really ready. First 10 people you meet, and I don't know if you'll meet 10, but if you meet 5, you know, new people, say, you know, I'm really ready to meet the right guy. I'm so ready. I want you to say the words to people. Get it out there, okay? 5.
I do feel like I'm on the verge, though.
I do too, and I think that through the 5 people or the 10 people that you'll tell, they're going to say, I know, my brother, you got to meet my brother, you know, it's going to happen.
No,
like
that's
that.
Exactly what it is. I have a guy friend who's setting me up with his brother. I've had two guy friends who are trying to do that, so it's really interesting.
Wow. Okay.
And both the guys have the same name.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I like that. Then, you know, to me that feels right, because here we are, like, oh, no, and that's it. That's really what's going on. So, yeah, I do feel that it's close. I do, and I get that the more, you know, you might go out with one and might go out with two, number two, and you know, by 4, you're going to say this is the one. You know, it's not going to take you that long to say this is why I had to know about it before you have it. You know, how you know it's coming? It's really the truth. You feel when your light is, you know, really ready to meet that one, it is almost like you feel it ahead of time. You really do.
I feel like I've been feeling it since January.
And
actually the last time I spoke to you, you brought him up.
Oh, we did, yes. All right. But you know,
yeah.
Right. Well, you know, it's all good. You know, this is something I kind of knew, we knew was around you. But I
mm-hmm.
think that you getting ready for it was part of this whole thing, you know?
Yeah, it took a while.
It took a while. Yeah, it did. It took a while to get honest with yourself and to really mean it. Not just a little bit, but really mean it. Because it's a big thing
mm-hmm.
that you're asking for. And so, you know, we can ask all day long, but the truth is that's a big thing. You know, relationship is probably the biggest thing you'll ever ask for. Really, it is. Because that puts you up against your stuff, you know. Puts you up against trust. It puts you up against abandonment issue. It puts you up against everything that you don't have the luxury to experience when you are single. And so I kind of get that relationship is the hardest road to choose for enlightenment. It really, really is. It really, that's why most gurus are not married.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not, it's because it's much easier. The path is direct and straight to God and straight to
mm-hmm.
divine energy and simple. It's very simple alone. But when you complicate it with a family and a relationship, and it's a harder road to get to where you are used to being. And I say that because
mm-hmm.
most, you're a spiritual being and it's easy for you to get to that place. But I remember, you know, I mean, boy, I came from, you know, living in an ashram in India, coming home, getting married, having him, you know, get sick, come back, you know, meet somebody in a year and a half, get married, have a baby. You know, it was like, whoo, you know. And I remember I said to my girlfriend, I was just sitting there, and I just said, it feels like my wings just got clipped, you know.
Yeah, that's because it grounds you so much. Too.
Oh, I never felt that grounded in my whole life, you know. And my girlfriend, who's a gardener, and she's like amazing, she goes, you know, you need to get in the dirt, Patty. You needed to get in the dirt. And I understood that on a metaphysical level, that I needed
mm-hmm.
to know both highs of heaven and both lows of earth. I needed both experiences. But it was a really hard entry, you know, coming into the body. You know, being
mm-hmm.
a mother, being a wife, and then settling into that as being who I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while. It took a while. But it has been, and I say this, one of the highest and most profound teachings I ever got, more so than any moments I had with Sai Baba ever. So,
mm-hmm.
And because it's my own experience, you know, it's not something I'm looking at outside myself. It's really my own experience of how do you incorporate your spiritual self as a mother, as a wife, you know, how do you stay true to that integrity and still live in the world, you know? And
mm-hmm.
so it's the greatest teacher, most difficult one.
So can I ask you what you're seeing for me in the next few months?
Well, I do get that the number 4 came up. It felt like, so 4 months maybe, or 4 weeks, you'll know. So the number 4 was really strong around you. It could even be the 4th date, you know, it could be June 4th or, you know, May 4th. I mean, it feels like 4 is a big number. So
do you feel like 4 days, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. The number 4 is just so strong around you. So I get
that. There's
something
this week.
Oh, really? Okay. But
yeah.
It feels like 4. 4 is going to really be the shift and change you and move you into that direction. So, just, you know, so something is coming in 4 days that's new that you're going to go to. I would think that's what it's trying to show me, is that direction is going to be fun for you, you know.
Well, what do you see with career then? Because
I think it may take a little back burner seat for a little while. And it may slow down so that the other part of you can go out a little more and have energy for that, you know. So there may be a balancing of it, but I see it as good. I see it as necessary, you know.
So and you see it as, but you still see like income coming in and all
oh,
that.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I do. I see you paying, you know, everything being paid. I see you working enough. I don't see you over the top working, but I see it kind of slowing down so that you'll have some energy time to go out for the walks, go out for the hike. You know what I mean? meet the person, go to dinner, stay out late, talk all night long, you know, all that good stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get that your energy is going to change and kind of vacillate a little bit in the way of work. It's going to kind of be helpful for you not to have so much to do, so that you can, you know, have some more fun, have some fun time. Yeah.
Well, okay, so I have one last question, and this is the hard part is, I was thinking about going home after, like, my lease ends on the 23rd
mm-hmm.
of May. And so I was thinking about going home because my family's trying to sell their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted them to sell it, retire, and kind of come move here so they could help me open up my own center and just kind of be here for support and stuff like that. And so I feel like I'll be leaving soon.
So that's time to go. That's why that first card was so strong. Time to go. Yeah. And is it by the ocean?
I'm at the ocean now.
You're at the ocean now. Oh, so time to go from the. Oh, okay. So that was could be what it was referring.
Unless something shifts and I decide to stay here, I don't know. Like,
I think you will be going. I think that you will be going. I think it's a good
thing. I feel
like
they need me.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. Is there a guy with initials B that lives?
A guy?
A B, like a Brian or a Brad or something B.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
There's a V.
A V? No, this is a B. This is a B sounding name, like Brian, Brad, Bruce. Anyway, it feels like this energy is not where you are. It's where you're going to be going.
Okay.
I get almost, and this is interesting. It feels like he works in the business that your family has, and you'll be meeting him there.
Do you think he's going to be the buyer of the business?
Oh, he could be the buyer?
He's trying to sell it.
Oh, okay. This just feels like this gentleman, he's not a gentleman, he's kind of a dirty-ish kind of guy, is going to be coming around you once you go to help your family out and, you know, help them. And maybe you'll meet him, it feels like, almost through somebody else out there. So stay open. This energy is very strong. I mean, just came in really strong around you. I mean, it could be his last name that has a B sound in it, you know, but the that B sound just like whoa, okay, something is around that for you. Very strong.
And so, I feel like maybe that's the buyer, because what tends to happen is I'm the creative energy for my family, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a manifestor, and so it's always been my intention to kind of really sell that motel so they could retire and I could kind of help support them through my business, you know, and take care of them. So I know that I'm the kind of magnetizing force behind it, and that's why I feel like I need to go home to
mm-hmm.
make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you feel with him? Because, I mean,
I do see you helping them definitely get it together so they can sell it and put it in, you know, put in the right hands of the person. And I get that you're going to be their be their angel in a sense to help them get it to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not that. This is that there is a person that you'll be meeting over there, you know, and that is going to be very powerful in your life. It's going to be like, whoa, that kind of thing. So it's interesting you're going to be introduced here, right, with this friend, the brother and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This feels interesting to me, but that feels really powerful, where you're going to be going. So once you do go to help your family, that's when I keep getting, that's where you're going to meet him. And
really? And you don't feel good about that.
I know. If you're going to be like, whoa, that kind of thing, like, wow, I had to go and think, you know, the universe is very playful these days, and they're going to let you think that you're going to go to help your parents out, you know, and they're going to give you exactly what you asked for, you know? So it's their time, it's who the right and perfect person is, and where and when it shows up, you're going to go, oh, that's why, you know, that feeling that you go, that makes a lot of sense now, why I needed to come, you know, that's the feeling I get. So It's like that woman that called the first person she called and she didn't get her loan the first one, but she got the second one and it was more money. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was obvious that the universe is letting you think that you're in control, but they're orchestrating it so much better, you know. And so that's the feeling I get. I do. So I like that you're open. I like that you're honestly saying, I'm ready. I'm opening. I want a family. I want a home.
It's almost kind of disappointing because I was really looking forward to the guy that I was meeting here.
You're going to. But I'm glad that you're going and it's going to be fun. But I really get that you're going to say, oh, nice guy. Yeah, nice guy. You know, but you're going to have to still go, right, to help your family.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think
the
universe...
Well, I was hoping we could continue, like, talking or something over the summer.
You will. But I think when you got to get to where you're going to go, you're going to focus on what you're going to do there. And once you focus on what you're going to do there, everything is going to start to manifest more so than you think. Yeah. This gentleman... I kind of get, you know, I see him riding a bike, like almost like a bike shop, like he owns like a bike shop or an adventure-like world, you know, where they go hiking, biking, stuff like that, and that maybe he owns this business, and he's a really kind of outdoorsman, this guy, that's really perfect guy for you. I mean, he's just like kind of a nature guy, you know. I love him for you. And it's about 30-ish, yeah, 32, 33, mm-hmm. Feels like that to me. And the letter B's, boy, big, big, big. It could be his last name. It could be his first, but I would just keep the B open as something to look forward. But this is what this is going to be. You stay open, Pooja, to the truth of what it is you want, okay? Don't try to dictate in any way what you think it should be. Okay? Because that will get you into trouble. And that will limit the universe in working for you to get you what you want. Okay? So go on the date. Absolutely be open. You know, but no expectations. Okay? Ahead. Just go and enjoy it. And then if you feel, and I feel like you do, and it will be a good thing for you to help your parents out, you're going to do that. And just stay in the observer of the whole thing. Without controlling anything, okay? Not even a possible thought that this is the one and I got to stay and then we can have a whole relationship. But you didn't even meet the guy yet. So let's not do that, okay? Let's just go, be open, have a good time. Set the energy again in your spirit that's saying, I'm attractive, I'm ready, I'm open. All right? Just set it on the frequency. I would say, you know, get in your radionics box and set the frequency of, you know, you're a beam of light and you're looking for an equal matching beam that, you know, matches you. And that's it. And just believe it. That's my feeling. I believe it. I know that around you is all this great energy happening. And it feels like change is necessary so that you can manifest what it is you need to do, you know. And so if, like, you take a break from work and you go and you do, it's okay. It's all good, you know, because the change has to happen so that we get a different result. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if they say you do the same thing, you get the same result, that's insanity to think you're going to do the same thing and get a different result. So my feeling is the changing up of going somewhere is good. It feels good to me because you're shaking it up from where you have been that got you in a groove, you know, an energetic groove, yeah? So just trust the change because I like it. It feels really good around you. Really good, you know?
Can you describe this new guy? He's just coming out of left wing.
Yeah, this one is different. This one is so cool. I like him. He just showed up really strong. And it's a bike guy. I don't know. And it really feels like a beast. I mean, I have to say, it's almost like he has this business, and together you could actually have him work at the spa. You know what I mean? Like he's going to be doing the activities, and you'd be doing the spa stuff. And it feels like together there's a cohesiveness to what and who you'd be together as a couple, you know?
Really?
So feels good. But that the that's the feeling I get. So I'm going to go with that feeling because it's all like around you, but it's going to have to it's going to have to like get into form, but it feels mm-hmm. like a tangible thing, you know. So I would just hold on because I would say, you know, okay, God, you take me where I have to go to manifest my true heart's desire. And that's it, you know. And in the process of the dating is a good thing for you because you haven't done it in a while. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start to get you more comfortable with the idea of being open, being available, going on a date, talking to, you know what I mean, putting yourself out there. So my feeling is let's just let that be what it is. You know, and not try to make this anything more. But it does feel like it's the beginning of, like, the you know, the steps that you have to take to get to where you want to go. That's what it feels like. It's like, and it's all good. I mean, really good. So I know that you will help your parents, and I know that they're open to wanting to be with you in your dream. I do know that. I do. And I think they like the fact that you're going to help them and they're going to help you. And I really get this great cohesive energy around you. I really do.
I'm so disappointed about this guy, though.
Oh, don't be disappointed, but be open. Be open to it being just a really nice friend and a good guy and a good time and then move on to what you need, you're going to be doing next, which is, you know, going to see your parents and all that. So that's a big, you know. But I know that when you are not sure of some change, you're going to want to hold on to the possible things that will keep you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, if, you know, if this worked out, then I could stay and I could, you know. So there is that reservation about taking that big step and letting everything go and going to help your parents. So this is like you're holding out energetically for that to keep you where you are, you know. So don't do that. Don't limit yourself, okay, because it's bigger, you know, than you know. And if we can just, like, trust, like that woman said, I just had to keep trusting. And it really is about just saying, okay, if this didn't work, then it's going to make it easier to make that next, you know, move, in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is the universe wants to let this be an easy time for you, a graceful time, you know, a divine orchestrated where you feel guided, you know, and that's mm-hmm. That's what I get, you know. But the fact that you're asking for it is good. That's number one. The second thing is you've told somebody. That's good. That's number two. And you've got mm-hmm. to just keep that energy going so that until you find... I mean, I do remember it personally, so I can only speak from what I know, is that the night before I met my husband, I said to my husband on the other side who passed away, he said, you find me the perfect person. I am ready. I am really ready to meet my husband. I even said that word, husband. I am really open and wanting to meet my husband. And then I told you I flew out back to California and I met him that next day.
Wow.
So it really was about getting to the truth and trusting
mm-hmm.
completely that it was, you know, going to work out that way. So, you know, It's just that. That's what I keep getting. I know that's who you are. I know that's what you can do with your spirit. I know that's how you manifest things, is through, you know, getting tuned in and getting, you know, kind of, and then letting go, you know, and being open to the possibilities. I mean, that is you, you know. You're easily, you feel things and then you change, you know. And then you feel mm-hmm. things, and then you fall in again to the change. And so it's just that resistance to change sometimes is about trying to get something that can hold us to where we are because we are afraid to really let go, you know. So
mm-hmm.
just well, be aware of that so that you say, oh, maybe I am doing that, you know, and then you don't do it anymore, you know. But I like that you're doing this. This is, you're ready. You know, you really are. You're ready.
I had my heart set on this tie.
I'm sorry. And, you know, it's, you know, it is going to be what it's going to be. And I don't think it's, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do. I think that it's like going to say, whoa, that was fun. And I like that for you. I mean, when, you know, that's so good for you, is to get into that happy, healthy, open vibration. Because what you're asking for is big, right? So like we talked about with the first lady, also she said, you know, this guy got her dancing, got her doing things, and got her out there, but he wasn't the one. He was just the guy to do that, you know? And so the next, you know, it's like, it's true. You know, I dated before I met my husband. I had dated three different gentlemen prior to meeting my husband, and they just weren't it. You know, they were nice. I had fun. I went hiking, but there was just that wasn't the ones. You know, I just knew, and so that's what it feels like. You just and believe me, they were needed, and I say that those three people were so needed to get me ready to meet my husband. Do you know what I mean? So just believe in that whole process, you know, that's going to be happening for you. That's what I have to say. But it's a good ride. It's a happy ride. That's what I've been saying around you. It's really good.
Okay.
And, all right. Love, and let me know. I can't wait to hear. So if I have another show, you'd be the first to call, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Blessings, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. Hi, everyone. 212, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello. What a beautiful show you have.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Anna, and I was wondering if you can see something for me in either a relationship or my life, like my job, work-wise.
Okay, let's see.
Or anything that comes up.
Anything that comes up. All right. Let's see. Okay, first card was heart chakra.
Yeah.
Which is usually about relationship. It's about centering in and asking, like, what am I supposed to be where I am? Kind of having to work through some heart issues in a sense of feeling what you feel about things. Notice the signs just came up, the second card, which is there are signs that have been there. In a sense, your guides are trying to give you that you've been receiving, but they either drop you a feather, a coin, or they put it on your path to remind you that you're never alone. So
okay.
The signs are there. They're telling us that the signs have been there that they are answering your questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the third card was family.
Okay.
Family is not necessarily family like, you know, brother, sister, mother. You know, if family could be your spiritual family.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that, it is so close to notice the signs. I'm getting that your spiritual community is either coming towards you or you are needing to meet them, you know. And so it's important that you find the right family, in a sense, your spiritual family, so that you can be at home with your spirit. So, you know, either it's a Yogananda center or a Buddhist community, or, you know, it feels like that is where the question is lying on where you need to go to be with this, your spiritual family.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, when that's happening, sometimes you don't know the answer, you don't know where to direction to go in, and so we are just staying open, and that you're just asking the question, where is it, where will I feel at home, you know, that I can be in most service. So let's just see what the next card. And then it says, go for it. See, go for it. You know, it means that there is an opportunity coming towards you that you're going to have to go for. You have to say, yes,
okay.
I'm going to take that new position. I'm going to do that yoga training. I'm going to, you know what I mean? It's going to say, go for it, and you're going to take that initiative. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've been kind of waiting for that next initiative. I've been struggling with jobs that just weren't it for me, and then starting it and then finding out it wasn't for me, or just learning along the way and just doing little things here and there, but there's no yes, this is it. You know, it's just been really a search for that for me.
Mm-hmm. And, the next card is fresh air. So it's showing us where it would be. And fresh air would mean, you know, an area that has trees. It's not a city. It's more of a more space, you know, and it has that freshness of in a sense of a town, of a place, you know, mm-hmm. to be. So it's showing, it's giving us a clue to where go for it would be for you. So if it's Colorado or if it's our, you know, a place or Arizona where you can have some space, and there's life, you know, fresh air, there's life force around you. But then it's interesting. Cupid just came up. Cupid is usually, you know, a really great sign that you are going to be celebrating a relationship. Love into your heart and mind, awakening. It's really about that. Cupid is shooting their arrow at you in a sense, so that, you know, maybe staying stuck right. You're not really being stuck right now. You're just getting ready for the change, you know, that's going to be happening.
Yeah, I feel that. That's how I feel. I feel there's something in the process, and it's not over yet, and I'm just having to wait and see not wait, but just really be patient, mm-hmm. patiently observing. And actually, there have been signs like meeting spontaneous friends, which had not happened in the last, you know, year. Last mm-hmm. year in 2011, I had a pretty rough time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2011, 2010 were one of the very slowest months in some context relating to work or something in life, in general life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I am getting these messages. I am finding a dollar bill or seeing a white feather or meeting friends coincidentally on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm on the right path now, thank God. I found the path, and I'm excited. But I'm not like, oh, I've arrived. You know, it's still unfolding for me. So, and there's also this other thing that the third lady that called in mentioned about this relationship,
mm-hmm.
and how she felt so alive and this and that. And, you know, it reminded me, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this ex-boyfriend that I've, you know, broken up with a while ago, and still, you know, in January, kind of February, we broke up, and you know, he's still in my mind, but it's more like my unconscious, like, pattern is, like, to go back and forth, and so now there is no pattern of going back and forth. It's just the old tape that's still playing, like, oh, when are we going to go back? Isn't that mm-hmm. what we always did? So mm-hmm. it's a matter of time before these old tapes will be, you know, removed
mm-hmm.
from my body, from my system, and I can see more light coming in with healthier relationships, you know.
Right, right. Well, let's see more of that. You know, that to me is the beginning of the change, right? It's to see it. And so,
yeah.
You know, let's just see that. Instead of see the old relationship and focus and let that be the recording, let's put a new recording in, which is that you, like we did with Pooja, I am open and I am ready to receive my new and, you know, amazing relationship. I am open. Mm-hmm. And you just say it to the universe, like she's been saying. And it does shift things. It does shift things.
Yeah.
And you will start to move in that direction of what it is that you are resonating with. So my feeling is we don't want to resonate back in time, because if we do, then we go back. But if we resonate in the in a sense, in the energy of what it is that you want, then the law of attraction will take it to you, in a sense, or you'll match it. Yeah.
That's really simple. That's the simplest thing. And
it's simple. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It is simple, you know, because what we're doing is we're allowing our creative force to come into our bodies and feel it before it happens. You know, we're like excited before we meet the person. We're excited about the new job or the move that we're going to make. We get that feeling first, and then the reason comes second. Instead of the other way around, is having the reason and then the feeling comes second. You know, so what we're doing is the law of attraction wants you to work with the feeling of it. So if you want to experience something, feel the feeling first, which is excitement, joy, thank gratefulness. I love it. You know, that's my immediate way to get into the law of attraction is to go into gratitude, go into being thankful. And as soon as I do that, I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, thank you. You know, and then I get clearer on what I, you know, thank you for that. Oh, thank you for this. You know, and so I start to feel the feeling of gratitude, and then the next minute, you know, something big happens that makes me even more grateful. So it's really about the feeling first that creates the next amazing miracle. You know, and I get that we have to learn to do it a little bit differently so that we get a different result, you know. And all, you know, as we start to really get better at this, synchronizing that the law of attraction to how we are vibrating, we always, you know, vibrate really right off the bat before you put your feet on the ground. Say thank you, you know. That's one of my first things I do. Put one foot down, say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I woke up, it's a great day, you know. I'm feeling good. You know, that is ultimately how I always feel, like full of feelings that I'm happy that I woke up. You know, number one. Yeah. And everybody always says, how are you doing today? And I always say, that's usually what I'll say. I'm really happy I woke up. you know, like I really am. I know that that's the gift is that I woke up. You know?
That is a gift.
That is it. And so in that knowing, we are going to start to shift what happens to us is from being, you know, kind of not involved with it to being fully involved with it, you know, on an energetic level. So that's what I see around you. I do get, it does say Cupid and it says blessing in disguise. So when blessing in disguise is around you, it really means that something is going to happen that's going to look a certain way, right?
Yeah.
And in that blessing in disguise, it will be the reason you say, wow, that's, if I didn't, you know, if my car didn't break down, I wouldn't have met this person, you know, or if I didn't, you know, that type of blessing in disguise. So it's that kind of, you know, grace, in a sense, that creates the joyous feeling that, wow, that was cool. Thank you, you know, that there's no mistakes, you know. And so I believe there's no mistakes. I really get that, you know, we are always learning with everything that happens to get bigger, you know, to just get as big as possible and as bright as possible so that there's no mistakes. It's just all amazing teachings, you know, that, you know, come in a certain way and look a certain way. And then if I can pull it back myself far enough, I can see why it happened. You know, and I go, wow, yeah, that's cool. Thank you. You know?
It's like that with when I look back, like, oh my God, I like after I graduated, I was so in search of jobs and just like going to one interview to the other and then being in an anxious state of did I get it, did I not, to not getting anything. Second year, I was still trying to fight and whatever, flight, and then this, now it's like, oh, I didn't get the job. What a blessing. I didn't get it, you know. Who would want to work there anyway? And then like responding back. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited that you found the right person. It was really an honor meeting you. I really admire your work ethic, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just so much more exciting than being waiting for the answer for them and being in this anxious state and being like, oh. It was just such a different experience for me. Like, I could care less if I got the job or not. And before, I would be in a complete anxious state of needing to have, you know, it's not going to be on the outside. I haven't found the right job or manifested the job for me yet, you know. And it's just out there, but maybe it's not, I don't know where it is. I can't see it.
Well,
yeah,
I don't think it's out there. I think it's in there. You know? I think about that. It's not out there. It's in there. It's in you. And the right job is in you. And
well,
so,
I'm already doing the right job, but it's just putting myself out there now that I'm hesitating about because I don't have the licensing, you know, that you're supposed to have in helping children in the mental, you know, children that have ADHD. I just don't want to be irresponsible, but I do have supervision now, so I could actually do clients and, you know, who would care if I'm really good at what I do and children are happy and see results, you know? Mm-hmm. Who would care if I was licensed or not? It's the talent.
Right,
so,
exactly. And possibly, you know, you could work with under an organization that they are licensed, you possibly, or some one other person that already has a license and you could train to get licensed for them, kind of like acupuncturists. They have, you have to be, you know, trained with them before you get your, you know, for 3 years. So there are a lot of students that are working on you without a license, but they can work under somebody. So my feeling is that's going to happen for you, because if you are good at this and it feels like you are, that's where your passion is, that's where your gift is, then don't worry in how it happens. Just, you know, set off to say, that's what I'm going to do, you know. And it will. It will just happen. You're just going
to
say.
Do you see me moving back to Europe, or do you see me staying here?
You know, I did see a move around you. I absolutely did. Yeah. And I got Japan. Isn't that so funny? I don't know why.
That is really funny. That is so funny. Like that, I would never think about Japan.
I know, and I would never even think you would. But that's where I got Japan, of all places.
I do work with Japanese people.
Oh, so maybe through these people
Chinese.
Or through, that you may have this offer. It feels like Japan was really strong around you. That was my first feeling about it. I would just, wow, you know. Your expertise may be something that in a sense the Japanese are very open to, you know. Western, you know, it's funny how interesting I think that I love the Japanese. I think they're very open and tuned in. And when I was in India, there was so many beautiful Japanese that were Sai Baba devotees. And they're just wonderful in the way of accepting everything.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Oh, my God. Those kids are so beautiful.
Yeah. I just feel like that feels really good to me, right? You know, and when it came up, it felt like it was a real experience for you to go and to trust, but it was so beneficial and they needed you, and it was just a win-win. It felt really good.
Yeah,
so,
hopefully that will happen for me, and then I'll just know more where to something that I just feel like, something needs to happen or something, you know.
Well, and that's what this is about. This is the shift. This is the 12. So in the way of, what you are really going to be manifesting it quickly. So it's about clearing up what it is exactly that you makes you happy, right? So if it is really that you'd like to be doing working with the children, and that's it, and you want to do it, that's it. Don't veer off at all, you know.
Children and adults, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I keep getting. Are you a writer? I mean, could you?
Well,
write?
I am supposed to be writing a children's book.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I'm just right now. Right now, it's not coming out of me right now, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm going to be working with some children. Maybe while they sleep, I can do it, you know, when they're in a different house, because maybe I have some ADHD in my own apartment. I'm doing too many things. So I feel like maybe if I have to sit somewhere in a quiet place where children are, and they're sleeping, I have some time to sit and, you know, be in that energy. I'm feeling like that might help me write.
It could, yeah.
You could, yes.
I do get that. That would be, you know, to get back in the writing groove is what the my guides keep saying. That this is where you could start to do the work by writing your book about AD, you know, how you work with children through the book. And maybe you have to change the concept of the book to make it easier for you to write it. You know?
Well, in that case, I'll have to, you know, work with kids first, and then I can write something about what I do and why my approach works.
Writing their stories and what it was that changed for them and how you know, through work or how you work with them, how it manifested them, to kind of get better at dealing with how they worked in school or with other kids, you know. So my feeling is that's where the book is. That's where the informational kind of book is going to be.
Yeah.
Important for you, and it will be easier for you to write that because that's what you're doing. You know, it's not made up.
Yeah, I think that's going to be easier for me to write. I mean, I've written children's books already, but I've written already so many, like, I don't know how many, like, I can't think of any more right now, you know.
Right, and I don't think that's where it's at. I think this is more of a book on what you do, what you're doing. It's like information. That is the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to write the book, and that's why it's going to be easier for you to write the book, because it's who you are. It's what you're doing. You're not making something up. You are really doing this, and it's helping, and you can have a person. Her name is Christine, and this is what we did, and this is how it worked, and this is what you saw that changed. You know, it's going to be almost like a scientific,
a research thing, but not PhD level, you know, just a book.
Right, it's a book so that somebody out there who wants to help their kid could get a hold of it and get it and say, wonderful, this is what I can do to help my child, you know. And so that's where I get this book needs to be written from, all right?
Yeah, first I got to manifest a position, either sometimes.
Well, you know what, do the book, start writing the book. I want you to just write the book like there's a person in front of you. Okay, just get a piece of paper and say, okay, I met this little girl. Let's make her up. She's, you know, 6 years old. She has a hard time sitting in school. Teachers think she's unruly, blah, blah, blah. Write, you know, let's make her up. Give her a name, Christine.
Yeah.
And so I want you to just start the process so that you are manifesting it from a place that already knows it.
Right, and even that I can just. Yeah, I could make up the whole thing, and even that could be produced.
Exactly. So let's just start it. Just tomorrow, just start the book and pretend the little girl walks in, and this is what you have to do for her because she did, and do what you would do.
Yeah.
And write the book like it already happened. And that's where I see the writing really changing and shifting and making it exciting for you to do. And you won't have any block at all, you know.
Yeah, I think maybe that's interesting because that is my field, you know, the children and how I understand, how I relate, how they feel safe around me, how they open up slowly, how they build relationship with me without me building a relationship with them. They are doing the work. I don't do it. You know, usually as an adult, we go to them and we try to manipulate and trust, and no, but the child, how do you bring a child to come to you and form a relationship, you know, with you?
But what great information, you know, just to even write about that.
That just happened yesterday, this kid, when I had, somebody was looking for like part-time, like nighttime, making sure the kids are safe at night while the parents want to go for a date night or something, and I'm usually home at night. So I was like, you know what, I don't give a shit, I'm going to do it, I know I'm a therapist, whatever, but I can do this on the side, it's at night anyway, excuse my language. So I went upstairs to them, and this little kid with the biggest beautiful eyes, was like this boy, it was like 2.5 or something, he just was walking in the house, and And he was walking, and he was looking at me like, who is this person, and what is she doing here? Like, really, like, with that look, like, these eyes giving me that look.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I look at him, and I say, yeah, you're really wondering, who am I, and what am I doing here? You really want to know.
So they come towards you because you're so light and
then,
bright. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I sit down and get introduced to the other girl, and parents are talking. They have three kids. One girl is like, blah, 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 in, right in the middle when we're talking. It was a little bit disturbing. And she's like, you know, purposely like, blah, 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 while we were talking, so we couldn't hear each other really well. So that was interesting behavior. I didn't really comment on that, obviously. I didn't. That was a little out. That was a little bit, you know, boundary
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then this little boy comes to me again with his horse,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to show his horse to me. So I'm like, oh, you want to show your horse to me? And I'm looking at this horse, and it's like, oh, this horse is smiling, and he has big eyes like you, and he's literally, like, forming a relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from his nature. It's like... It was this connection that we had, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
instant connection. Maybe they called me, you know, to
mm-hmm.
to be there with, for them.
Absolutely.
I feel children are calling me to be with them. Like
yeah.
this other child that I work with,
yeah.
I stepped out of the elevator in this building, stepping out of the elevator, and all of a sudden this child that I worked with for about a year now, on and off, you know, sometimes I don't see her for months. She's like, Anna! Because I don't always see them, you know, and she's calling my name. It's like, brought so much joy, you know,
yeah.
in my body, so
wow.
much joy.
But, you know, you have that vibration that I can see why children connect to you, because you don't
yeah.
have that adult filter that keeps
yeah.
people out. You know,
yeah.
where children are just really opening, really trusting, you still have that quality to your spirit, which is so beautiful to feel. And I can feel and I can see why they get that you're one of them, you know,
yeah.
and that you can understand them, because you haven't, you didn't let your child die inside of you. You
yeah.
didn't like let the adult take over, which most people
yeah.
do. And so... That's probably why it's that where you're supposed to be in the way of, you know, your life's purpose is that's
yeah.
who you are, you know. And
no,
children,
that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and I get that the book could be written from that
yeah.
place, you know, from that place of being the child that you
yeah.
are, and how you connect and how you can bring down your energy. You could teach people how to bring their energy into their heart.
How to connect to their inner child.
How to connect to their inner
child.
How to bring their mind like an elevator down into their heart and see like that of a child, you know, with an open. Yeah. And you can teach people how to do that, you know, just by doing
it. You know, this conversation is really exciting. It really lights me up, you know, and I...
Mm.
I could talk for hours and hours and have like joy in my body just by
mm-hmm.
talking about it. I think, you know, this is my work. I want to
mm-hmm.
do this. I just, you know, have to believe that I am going to do this, and I
mm-hmm.
can do this, and I will do this. And
right, but you do. But the thing is, you are it, and that's why you do it. You know, it's like, you
yeah.
know, you don't do anything. You are just who you are. And because of who you are, you manifest this reality because of your and your energy field. It's just who
yeah.
you are. It's like,
yes,
you know, yeah. I mean, no, you could try to show people how to get to your level of trust, how to get to your level of sweetness, and how to get to your level of belief and connection. That would be real helpful for somebody who doesn't know how. And pretty much that could be a really wonderful way to teach
yeah.
adults how to get to the level of children, you know? So
yeah.
I like that. I like that book. I would buy that book because I do sure know a lot of parents have problems or trouble connecting to their own kids because they don't know how to be a child anymore. They forgot.
Yeah,
you know?
And they don't want to feel. They don't want to feel,
yeah.
and the child gets scared.
so
and then
true.
The child acts like a child, and then you're like, are you for real now, or are you pretending to feel? So, like, it's
yeah.
really, really strange, like, what is real, what is real for the child and what is not real for the child? There's a confusion going on. Like, this child, when it feels fear, is it really what's happening, or is it like a fake? Like, what is their truth is so distorted already at a younger age because,
mm-hmm.
you know, of the reality around them that's just fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's very complicated, but I think that's what I'm researching or looking at and want to really
mm-hmm.
be there for the child and have authentic. Authentic experience, you know, from its point of view. You know?
Right. Boy, that would
yeah.
be a great, but that's a really great
yeah.
new way
I
to approach it all, is this is how your child feels. And if you can understand how they feel, then you can work with them instead of trying to make them feel how you feel. Because they're
yeah.
they're children, you know. And
yeah.
one time, like, my son was doing something, and my girlfriend, who doesn't have any children, said something like, why is he doing that? And I said, because he's two.
yeah, good.
And it's
yeah.
the truth. He's two. He's going to do that. That's who he is. And, you know, instead of, like, why is that not good and judge it all, it's just observe, you know. But lots
yeah.
of people are not good at observing children. They want to control. And that's
yeah.
most of the biggest problems we have right now. I like this. This feels really good. It feels like you've got to wake up tomorrow and start writing. And start writing this book as if you are already doing this work.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I get this book will be how come you do it. You know?
Yep,
you
and I
write,
have all the yeah.
Yeah. Not, you write this
wanna,
book, then people are gonna say this is an expert on this particular area and this is what she does and we want her here. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the Indigo lady, you know, she wrote the book on Indigo kids. And she was
yeah.
a child psychologist, I guess, or at the schools. And she started
yeah.
to see these Indigo kids coming through. And she wrote the book
wow.
way before anybody even noticed that there was
oh,
this.
Oh, wow.
And it was so interesting. And now she has Indigo adults. And because, of
wow.
course, those kids grew up, and now she has a book called Indigo Mothers and Indigo. She has this whole line of teaching people, yeah,
yeah,
how to deal with Indigo people of all ages, in a sense. So, but she was like you. She was just seeing this and feeling it, and she's just started to write about it. And,
do you know her name or?
Well, just go online. I don't know her name, actually. I've given
Doreen
many of her.
Doreen Graham or? No,
I think
probably.
So. I think that's it. I've given her
okay.
book, but, you know, her books are just what people are now wanting to know more about because Indigo Kids are what's going on right now and Crystalline Kids. And
oh,
and,
it sounds beautiful.
But just do that and check it out. So then you'll give yourself permission to write on what you see. You
yeah,
know?
You're right. It's about what I see, and that information should not get lost. It is
no.
a kind of talent, and I did
it's
study
important with... information. You're here for this, you know, you're here for this. And
yeah.
And you don't want to conform or forget about what it is that you know and see, because this is information for the betterment of the children. So you can't let it go. It has to be heard. And the more and through a book is the only way it can get to be more mass consciousness. So to me, that's where it feels right, you know.
Thank you.
But blessings to you. And I sure hope that it all really transcends into this highest vibration it can be for you, because it does feel like it's ready to do that. It really does.
Thank you.
All right, love. Well, blessings. I'm going to have to go. I'm already over my hour and 20 minutes.
Yes.
So, and give me a call. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear about it.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Have a good night. Okay.
Good night.
Bye, sweetie. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, for supporting the show. It's been a great, wonderful hour and 20, 30 minutes. I'm over my time. So please call again if I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Email me a question if you didn't, if you have one that you're just burning to talk about. I'll totally email you back. You can email me at heartandsoul.com. holistics.com and go on my site, and you can read about the site, and you can even listen to this show in the archives. So please be well, know who you are, be as bright as you possibly can be, and rejoice in the moment, because this is really all you have. Blessings, everyone. Blessings. Talk to you soon.